On returning to Bethel in the land of Canaan, Abram's communion with God was restored. He was now ready for the next step in God's plan. The patriarch had become very wealthy in livestock, silver and gold. Lot, his nephew, who was with him, had also acquired flocks and herds and servants. Both of them had inherited from Terah, Abram's father and Lot's grandfather, and before even reaching Canaan, their possessions had grown considerably during the year spent in Haran, for God had blessed and multiplied their livestock. In Egypt also, Abram's goods had increased through Pharaoh's generosity. But this great wealth began to be a burden. The expression in Hebrew means literally that Abram had become heavy with property. God used these circumstances to test his faith and commitment. Abram and Lot possessed so many herds that there were not enough pastures for these two wealthy families, as the local population of Canaanites and Perizzites also lived there. This caused tensions and quarreling between Abram's herdsmen and the servants of Lot. So the patriarch said to his nephew, "Please let there be no strife between you and me, or between your herdsmen and mine, for we are brothers. Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left." Abram loved his nephew, and he did not want the bonds of affection, as well as the family ties that united them, to be shaken. He showed great generosity and unselfishness by giving Lot the first choice, even though this was Abram's prerogative, being the elder of the two and the head of the tribe. His attitude also showed his faith in God. He accepted without a murmur the breaking of the last bond with members of his family and committed himself to God for the choice of the place that he would live in. So Lot looked up and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan was well watered. Before God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, it was like the Garden of Eden. Watered by many streams that ran down from the surrounding hillsides, the valley was green and fertile, with prosperous cities. Abram and Lot were probably standing on one of the hills to the east of Bethel, which has a far-reaching view over all the surrounding countryside, and especially over the Jordan Valley. So Lot chose the well-watered plain, leaving the arid hill country to his uncle. His choice, which seemed to safeguard his own interests, turned out to be a disaster for him and his family, for in this fertile valley lay two of the most wicked cities on earth. Lot's choice was motivated by facility and the outward benefits of prosperity and city life that he had known formerly in Ur of the Chaldeans. After parting with his uncle, Lot went and pitched his tents near Sodom. But the people of Sodom, says the Bible, were very wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord. At first Lot lived near the town, then he and his family went to live in the town. Abram, however, having made the choice of faith in God and unselfishness, soon found that he was entering into even closer fellowship with the Lord. God said to Abram, after Lot had left him, "Lift up your eyes from where you are, and look north and south, east and west. All the land that you see I will give to you, and your offspring, forever. I will make your descendants like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your descendants also could be counted. Go, walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you." This revelation confirmed and completed God's former promises. Abram was given the limits of the land that God had promised him, and the eternal nature of the gift. As for God's words about making the patriarch into a great nation, they exceeded anything he could have imagined. Abram had only this promise to go on. He had no children, and possessed no land in Canaan. But he believed and obeyed God's command. As a buyer marks out his future property, he travelled throughout the land, and then went to live near the great trees of Mamre, and there he built an altar to the Lord. Next episode, Abram victorious.